December 20th, 2016 meeting of the Township Supervisors. Everyone please rise to the pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Would you amend the roll call, please?
Member Matt Weir?
Here.
Member Susan Court?
Here.
Member John Foley?
Here.
Chairman Mark Moyer?
Here.
Member Justin Engel?
Although it's posted within the meeting room, I want to advise this person attending this meeting that it is and has been the policy of the Township to take report on public meetings for the purpose of providing minutes. At this time, I would like to invite visitor and public comments. Speakers are asked to approach the podium and identify themselves by name and their address. And if they would please limit their comments to 3 minutes, that would be greatly appreciated. And invite anybody wishing to address the board to come forward.
Hello, Eric Spangler, 918 Hill Church Road. The other morning I came down Sand Hill Road, and like I do every morning, and I went on to Cherry Drive with a lot of, backup coming up Sand Hill now instead of just always coming off Fishburne. And I noticed there was a stop sign installed there, and it was up and functioning. And the traffic was backing both directions up Sand Hill now. So I just wanted to share that with you. I see it's to be unveiled, or it was even on the agenda tonight to implement it, but it's sort of got a precursor of, or a debut, that we got to get a trial run with it. And I'm not sure if you did traffic studies or how that all came about, but the effect was, I'm not exactly sure what you were looking for. The second item I'd like to talk about is tree limbs in the township. I asked a roadmaster in another township what his rules are for trimming trees, and he said edge of the road all the way to the sky is what, there's some policy somewhere. And because the reason I brought that up is following a bus the other week, it's hitting all the tree limbs, like on Bullfrog and on Sand Hill Road, and I've been paying more attention, and the buses, you can see, are actually getting scraped up by the tree limbs, so they're wearing the paint off. And I was wondering if we could get that addressed, that we could get those tree limbs trimmed up higher so that, because a limb fell off of that bus and fell on the road in front of me, I managed to get stopped in time, but it's kind of a danger. So those are my two things for today. Thanks.
Thank you. Anyone else? Hearing none. Next item on the agenda is approval of the minutes from the Board of Supervisors meeting December 6, 2016. Is that a motion to approve those minutes?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Foley.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed say nay. Those meetings are approved unanimously. First item on the agenda, A1 through 9, is consideration of a time extension for conditional approval of the preliminary final land development and stormwater site management plan. Springs Phase 3 building expansion, plat number 1227. Lauren, you going to take this?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So this item deals with the upcoming expiration of the time period for the applicant to address any outstanding conditions. The board initially approved this plan on June 11, 2013, as plat number 1227. It did fall under the Permit Extension Act, which carried it forward to July 2nd of this year. And that act provided that after July 2nd, the remaining time period would begin to run. So essentially restarted a six-month clock that will now expire on January 2nd of 2017. The community development folks have contacted the applicant and learned that they're still not in a position to be able to address all the outstanding conditions of plan approval, but they are interested in proceeding with the project, and they're requesting a three-year time extension. Community Development is recommending that the board extend the approval for an additional 3 years, subject to the following: that the performance security is provided to guarantee the completion of required improvements and accompanying agreement is signed no later than January 2nd, 2020, that the comments in the May 30th, 2013 HRG letter are satisfactorily addressed no later than January 2nd, 2020, that the applicant drafts a common lateral agreement for the 6 new units for approval by the Derry Township Municipal Authority no later than January 2nd, 2020. The applicant ensures a renewal of any expired permit approvals or permits originally required for the project, again, that January 2nd, 2020. Completed BMP inventory form is provided digitally, that the stormwater best management practices operation and maintenance agreement is recorded concurrently with the plan, and a revised property deed referencing that O&M agreement is recorded concurrently with the plan. It's not necessary for you to renew the approval of the waivers that were granted previously.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Are there any questions or comments for Ms. Umbro? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the preliminary final land development and stormwater site management plan for Oak Springs Phase 3 building expansion plat number 1227 for an additional 3 years, subject to the terms and conditions outlined by Ms. Zimmer? So moved. Moved by Mr. Foley. Seconded by Mr. Weir. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed. And that motion carries unanimously. The next item on the agenda, B1 through 13, is consideration of the adoption of resolution number 1504 to accept public improvements and enter into an 18-month maintenance security period for the preliminary and final subdivision plan for the Enclave and Derry plat number 1158. Summer, are you going to address that? Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks. So this is essentially accepting the road. Sophia Circle was completed as part of this project, and the developers requesting the township accept the dedicated roadway improvements. We've received the deeds of dedication for Sophia Circle and also for additional right-of-way along Brookline Drive and Waltonville Road. Maintenance security in the amount of $17,614.80 has been supplied as cash. And we're also looking for an 18-month performance security to ensure that the road performs. Community Development is recommending that the board adopt Resolution 1504, accepting the public roadway improvements, accepting the cash maintenance security in the amount of $17,614.80, and executing the maintenance security agreement for a term of 18 months for plat number 1158. I also understand that HRG has inspected and is happy with those roof improvements.
Thank you. Any questions or comments from the assembly? If not, I will entertain a motion that the Board of Supervisors adopt resolution number 1504, accepting the public roadway improvements for Sophia Circle, accept cash maintenance security in the amount of $17,614.80. And execute a maintenance security agreement for a term of 18 months for the preliminary final subdivision plan of the Enclave and Derry plat number 1158.
So moved.
So moved by Mr. Foley.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? And that resolution passes unanimously. The next item on the agenda is consideration of a release of the performance and security provided for the preliminary final land development plan for the Hershey Lodge Natatorium replacement plat number 1242. Laura.
Thank you. This is primarily housekeeping for the Lodges Natatorium replacement project. The project is complete. HRG has reviewed the as-built plan and recommends the remaining balance of the security be released in full. The one cleanup item is that the applicant is requesting a waiver to of the requirement to install the four iron pins and concrete monuments. Taking care of this now is just a cleanup item. Their project didn't impact the boundary, and the boundary is clearly defined by the existing roadway.
Great, thank you. Any questions or comments? I'd like to read the motion so that it's clear for the record. Board of Supervisors grant the requested waivers from Section 185-18.C and 185-18G of the Subdivision and Land Development Ordinance regarding the placement of monuments and authorize the release of the remaining balance of $27,739.55 of the performance security held as M&T Bank Letter of Credit Number SB 182162001 for the preliminary final land development plan for the Hershey Lodge Mediterranean replacement plat number 1242. That motion has been made by Mr. Foley, seconded by Ms. Court. And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. And that motion passes unanimously. Item D1 through 9, extension of conditional approval of the preliminary final land development plan for the Milton Hershey School Safety and Security Facility, plat number 1262. Lauren?
Mm-hmm. So this item refers to the plan that the supervisors approved on July 12, 2016. Community Development is recommending that the board extend that approval until February 15, 2017. Subject to the applicant addressing the outstanding comments, that would be that the performance security is provided to guarantee the completion of the required improvements no later than February 15th, 2017. Items B and C, originally noted in your agenda item, have been addressed. Item D, that the stormwater best management practices O&M agreement is recorded concurrently with the plan. Item E, that a declaration listing stormwater BMPs as a restrictive covenant is recorded concurrently with the plan. And that the agreement for the deferment of the installation of curb and sidewalk is recorded concurrently with the plan.
Thank you. Any comments or questions for Lauren on this agenda item? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to approve that the July 12, 2016 approval of the preliminary final land development plan for the Milton Hershey School Safety and Security Facility, plat number 1262, be extended until February 15, 2017, subject to the terms and conditions outlined by the zone.
So moved.
By Mr. Weir, I'll second that motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. And that motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is E1 through 18, consideration of resolution number 1489. Which would revise, restate, and establish certain fees under the building codes, zoning codes, subdivision and land development codes, stormwater management codes, and other miscellaneous fees and charges for services provided by community development personnel.
Thank you. It should be noted that very few changes are being proposed this year to the existing fee schedule. The changes that are being proposed are cases where fees are being adjusted to be consistent with other fees, for example, $52 versus $50, and then adding a few things for items or services that have seen increasing activity. If you'd like, I'd be happy to go through what those fees are. It was provided to you with your packets.
Do the members of the board feel necessary for Lauren to go through each of the identified in this resolution, or do you think it's sufficiently satisfying?
I think
it's officially self-explanatory. Very well. I'll entertain a motion to approve resolution number 1489 to facilitate the revisions so stated.
Moved
by Mr. Foley.
Second.
Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Are those opposed? And that resolution passes unanimously. Turning to item F1 through 4. Consideration of resolution number 1496, which would revise the schedule of reimbursable fees for services provided by the township planning consultant, Durkin Edson, under the provisions of the subdivision and land development ordinance.
So our subdivision and land development ordinance requires that all applicants of subdivision and land development plans reimburse the township for costs incurred in having those plans reviewed by our consultants. The ordinance also requires that the rate of reimbursement be established by resolution. So this resolution would set the rates based on the new fee schedule that's been provided by Dirk and Edson.
Very well. Any comments or questions for Lauren on this item? None. So I have a motion to pass resolution number 1497.
So moved.
Second. Moved by Mr. Weir, seconded by Mr. Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. And resolution number 1497 is adopted unanimously. Is that correct?
96.
Okay. Agenda here says 9-7.
So, 149?
9-6. All right. 1496 for the record. Next item on the agenda is G1 through 6, consideration of resolution number 1497, which would revise the schedule of reimbursable fees for the township solicitor related to the review expenses under the provisions of the subdivision and the land development ordinance.
This is a very similar item, incorporating the revised fee schedule for our solicitor.
Thank you. Comments or questions on this agenda item? Do I have a motion to pass resolution number 1497? So moved. Moved by Mr. Foley. Seconded by Ms. Court. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed say nay. And resolution number 1497 passes unanimously. The last item on the agenda is authorization to advertise an ordinance amending the code of the Township of Derry, ordinance number 553, chapter 10, section 210-24, stop intersections established by establishing a multi-way, three-way stop sign controlled intersection at the intersection of Cherry Drive and Hope Drive. Chief.
Mr. Chairman, this study was completed by HRG. It was an initial step and a midterm solution for some of the traffic congestion that's going to be addressed with some measures along 322 and Cherry Drive in that area. So this was kind of a first step in mitigating some of the traffic flow issues in that area and controlling some of the traffic flow. HRG did conduct a study. There were two criteria that were met as a result of that study, reference to minimum traffic volumes that allowed for the placement of a multi-way stop. I know there was some confusion and some miscommunication, and the stop signs were placed up last week. That was an unintentional placement, as the ordinance had not been advertised yet. Take it for what it is, but that it sounds like from the public comment at the beginning that maybe there's an issue that needs to be taken a look at prior to going forward with this. I'm not sure. You may want to have HRG take a look at the queue volumes in placing a stop sign, multi-way stop there, and how it's going to affect traffic flow going back to Sandhill Road. I'm not sure if it was just because of the confusion of the placement of the stop signs so suddenly, or if it was actually the stop signs themselves that caused the queue back up towards Sandhill Road. So this is up for advertisement. I'm not sure if you want to have HRG take another look and maybe do some additional study material on it. We can also work with them to take a look at that information to see if some more study needs to be done on it.
Chief, have you had any complaints about the stop signs?
Had a couple complaints, and it was reference to the stop signs all of a sudden appearing. There was one gentleman that said that he had not seen anything come through during the township meeting, so he knew nothing had been advertised or accepted as an ordinance, and so there was some confusion on his part as why the stop signs were up. And like I said, it was a mix-up as far as communication. Thought that the permission had been granted to put the stop signs up, and in fact it wasn't. So a little bit of miscommunication, but it sounds like with that miscommunication, maybe some more information was found out, as Mr. Spangler had indicated. So I'm not sure which direction you want to proceed on this, whether you want to maybe study a little bit further to see if it's going to adversely affect some of the traffic flow in there instead of helping it.
Chief, or maybe Aaron, is that something you can truly study without the stop signs being actually in place? or do they need to be unveiled and see how it goes?
There's some modeling that can be done both ways, but I can talk to our traffic experts and get you guys some more concrete info if you'd like. With the stop signs up, it can help with the accuracy of the studies, though.
Could the police observe peak times in that area?
We can. I think probably the most expedient way of studying it would probably be the modeling. In order to unveil the stop signs again, you're going to have to ordinate it. So we would advertise, ordinate, have the stop signs unveiled, and then observe traffic from that point. So you're talking several months until we can get an accurate picture that way. If they take the traffic counts and they do the modeling, you can probably get an idea of how it's going to affect things within probably what, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Aaron, how different would that be from what was done prior to making the decision to put stop signs in?
I'm not familiar with the initial study that was done at this intersection. I'm assuming it wouldn't be too different. Out of knowing how our traffic department works, I'm assuming that our due diligence was done pretty well on this. But I, like I said, I can talk to them tomorrow morning and have you guys a very quick answer if you'd like.
That might affirm that this has been the right decision. I don't know that there's ever been a case where they've gone in and not actually been unveiled, but it sounds like there might be some concern from residents, and maybe it was just the not knowing if they were truly stop signs or not, or, you know, because they're not, the ones I saw are covered. Were they?
They're covered now, yes.
So they were uncovered for a period of time.
So,
so maybe that was part of the issue.
So, do you think it's prudent to advertise this point, or not?
I would think if we're questioning the modeling, we should probably do the modeling before we go spend additional money.
That,
if we're going to change it, we would have advertised something that's not going to be implemented. So, yeah.
Have you been out there at all to Roger, any of your staff? Through the days that it was unveiled?
No. I think it was only briefly unveiled, maybe a day.
Yeah. Is this both on the north and the south?
Yes. Technically a three-way stop. I think as Mr. Spangler said, the backup was from the new stop location back to Sand Hill Road, and that is a multi-way stop at Sand Hill Road and Cherry. So then there's a multi-way stop there also. So
was that requested by the Met Center?
As I stated initially, HRG is actually doing an overall project to look at easing traffic congestion in the area of 322 Governor Road and Cherry Drive, Hockersville, Fishburne, and Governor Road, with that traffic flow from the Med Center to the Med Center off of those intersections. So this was kind of a first intersection look to try to control some of that traffic flow.
The reason I ask you is I'm frequently there around 7:30 in the morning, 8 o'clock, and there is a lot of traffic that comes down through there going make a left turn into the Med Center.
From
the north end on the same thing. So I thought they did that maybe to let people actually get through and get to work. But it may be that the fact that they're not really going to go up there.
Yeah, depending on if traffic is accessing or egressing the medical center property on Oak Drive, I'm sure if they're coming into work in the morning, it probably creates a little bit more flow from Sand Hill on Cherry.
Oh, yeah, there's no question about that. I mean, probably from 9 o'clock to 3:30, it's not an issue.
I don't know if this constitutes having to follow or not, but the letter that we got along with the study indicates that from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., they know the exact number of cars approaching from all So I don't know if that constitutes having been modeled or not.
I would imagine that data was then entered into a model, which ended up with these results in the suggestion.
And they have a 6-hour average and an 8-hour average.
And that's what we saw in the study, which meets the minimum volume of vehicles entering upon the main arterial roadway and then also the approach roadway, which would be Hood Drive. The only thing I didn't see was what the travel delays would be if each vehicle had to stop, wait to make their progression through the intersection, and how that would affect vehicles stopping behind them and how much of a queue that would create on each approach of the roadway, each approach of the intersection. So I didn't see that information. It might be something that they modeled, but they just didn't place in.
Yeah, stuff like that is usually included in the model. But like I said, I can hop on this tomorrow morning and see what was done.
How about we table this, given that there's a number of questions that we have, and if you guys can come back to us at the next meeting?
Yeah, I think we all have to tell.
Yeah,
I'm fine with that. I think the misplacement of the stop signs, per se, actually probably provided us with a question. So it's good to look at that before we actually enact that.
So at this time, we're not going to authorize the advertisement pursuant to H1 and 2. We're going to table the issue. So, all right, and if you want to proceed with that inquiry, okay. Turning now to correspondence and board committee information, we'll start with my left.
Just quickly, I would like to take an opportunity to thank all of the township workers, many of whom are in this room tonight, for all their service and dedication to our community this past year, and to my fellow supervisors for their thoughtful care and stewardship of our community. Looking forward to serving together again next year. I wish everybody very happy holidays.
Matt?
Yes, the stormwater program, the stormwater fee will be rolled out in January, and residents will be getting their bill for the stormwater fee. This has been handled with three public meetings, the toilet facility, rain barrel workshops, street plannings, notices and bills, and over the last year and a half or so. So I just wanted to point out that that was the part of the meeting where the DTMA is.
Thank you. On my end, we did have a TIF meeting this morning, a TIF committee pertaining to the post office parcel, and it was the first of what could possibly be more meetings addressing the possibility of a TIF as it pertains to the former post office parcel. And just basically a reintroduction of the concept among the TIF committee in light of a new purchaser and owner of the property. So we had that this morning. I did want to bring up an issue considering let's say active and agenda that we're facing over the next couple of years in terms of anticipated capital projects in the township. And one of the issues I just wanted to make sure is that I understand that the tax increase that we're going to have implemented is designed to ensure that we're capable of paying off the debt service that we currently have. And this is just, I'm sure we're going to have discussions amongst ourselves. Just concerned that we engage in a concerted effort as a board to work towards achieving the $4 million reserve fund for the general fund as we move forward in the coming year, to see what we can do to move forward with ensuring that we have that goal, achieve the $4 million over the next several years. And I just want to make sure that we move forward on that in light of the very active agenda that we have for the next year. And I know PFM initially had provided us with a forecast on the debt service, which formed the impetus for the tax increase. But I would like to see, moving forward, some sort of schedule or plan to make sure that we address whether there's any uncertainty that we may have to borrow in the future from our general fund to pay our capital fund obligations in the future. And I'm concerned that in the event of such an occurrence, that will adversely affect our ability to replenish the general fund surplus or reserves that we're shooting for. So as we move forward, I just want to make sure that we keep our eye on the ball budget-wise. If possible, I'd like to see possibly a five-year strategic financial plan addressing the general fund and some goals and objectives that are identifiable in terms of the replenishment of our general fund reserves moving forward. So I'm just bringing that up as a topic of conversation for future discussions. But I think it's timely, since it's the end of 2016 and we're moving forward to 2017 and beyond with our goals and objectives of moving the township forward. And I just want to put that out there for consideration by my fellow members of the Board of Supervisors. That's all I have. John?
I too attended the TIF meeting this morning as we talk about how we look at redeveloping, continuing the redevelopment of the downtown. Also attended the ICDA as we continue to look at the economic development for the township. I also attended the Rec Center stakeholder meeting as we continue our efforts to look at the replacement of our aging Rec Center and as we try to assist with housing our seniors in the future. So in addition to that, I continue to have ongoing meetings on transportation and fire and police activities. And I echo Susan's sentiments with thanking the staff for all of their work and our outside folks, HRG and Dirk and Edson, and especially Jim and Jill for their stewardship of the township. So thank you. Everyone has a Merry Christmas.
Do you have any?
No.
John, do you have something you need to address from the board?
Yeah, quickly, sort of an add-on item. Some years ago, Penn State University Medical Center submitted approximately $2 million to the township for public improvements that they're going to make generated by the traffic increase in our town. About 80% of that's been completed. There's a balance that's still there and it's still to be used for a certain portion of work they proposed back in 2006. Recently, it was discussed the possibility of using some of those funds for the intersection of Hockersville Road and 322 and Fishburne Road. And in discussions with Penn State, they agreed that the balance of the money that was available could be reallocated for that improvement, which is more immediate than some of the other things they might be doing. So to that end, we proposed a memorandum of understanding to allow that allocation to be used for the study and the 322 Hockersville Fishburne project. And the Med Center has executed the agreement agree to that reallocation, then we need the board to approve its portion of it.
Do we need to entertain a motion on that?
Yes, I think we should.
All right. I will move.
Any questions on anybody that visits on
this call? So this is just going to be the study, not to actually do any improvements?
Well, I don't know how much money it's going to cost to do the study, to design, and all that sort of thing, but it's going to be applied to that project. At this stage, I think it's to get the study.
Actually, the funding simply, it gives us the ability to take what was going to be a signal in Sandhill and Fishburne and move those funds into the 322 area between Cherry and Fishburne-Hockersville Road. That's the only distinction. That's what this is allowing us to do. Because those funds have been earmarked for another.
And if I may, it would cover the engineering, if I'm correct, for that project, which HRD is already progressing on.
So the budget impact would be non-existent. That's just moving funds, just allowing us to take it from one project to another project.
Correct.
That's my understanding. Okay, I will move that the Board of Supervisors approve the memorandum of understanding. Do you have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Foley. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? And that motion is approved unanimously. Turning to reports, Mr. Moyer, anything to report from HRD?
Yeah. We have one update. We sent a status update on the Middletown Road crossings and Wood Road crossing, and we indicated that both projects are currently on hold for the easement acquisition. Those are still on hold. There is no change in status since that update.
That's all. Thank you. Yeah. Or anything to add?
No, thank you.
Joe?
Nothing, thank you.
Sure, Nick. Matt?
Nothing to see. Thank you.
Cheryl, anything?
Nothing this evening, thank you.
Barbara?
We had the remainder of the new furniture was delivered yesterday to the library for the children's and YA area. Stop by and see it. It looks great. And we have a lot of programs scheduled next week while school is out of session for children that are out of school next week.
Great,
thanks.
Tom,
we had the tree branch thing brought up several times. In the village, and I think the height is 14 feet. Well, this is 12?
Well,
and like on Bullfrog Valley Road, is that our policy to go from the street to the side? And who has that? Who's responsible for that? Is that
our well, in the rural areas, I think I'm at it. Turn to John for that, and I forget how the second class township code reads in that. I believe we have the ability to cut them, but we have to let the timber or wood, as I recall. The tree ordinance only relates to trees in the urbanized areas or between the curb and the sidewalk.
Yeah, I don't know off the top of my head, but there's a certain size tree you can do. If it's larger than that, you can do it, but you have to save the wood for the property owner as long as it's within the 33-foot right-of-way, whatever the right-of-way is, right. Our special rules. And I will say that with that big storm last year on Elm, vehicles that were going through there were running into tree branches that were pushed down because of the snow and weighted down. So it is beneficial, I think, to have it higher rather than 12 feet.
It was 9. It was 9 when I first started it. It moved to 12 as we amended the ordinance.
Okay, I'm only throwing out what I saw.
Yeah. But when we had the tiger mower, the boom mower out in the summertime, we take care of them that way. If they're hanging out over the road now, that boom mower has a snowplow on it. We get them as we see them when we're out mowing the roadsides and the banks and what have you with that boom car. And the buses, I've not heard anything from the buses. The buses are usually pretty quick to report that since they're in the same building with us because they're always very attentive to their lights that are up in the passenger side of the bus. that strikes them. And every year when the buses start running, when there's leaves on the trees, we get a pretty good list. And we got one in the fall when the school started, and I've not heard of anything since then. I'm not saying there isn't anything out there, but they're usually pretty good at communicating to us. Also,
would you maybe consider just contacting the transportation department just to see if there's anything, you know, where Arizona might be a good example?
Yeah, Steve's office is over there. I see him on a regular basis.
And thanks for taking care of the roads, obviously. Let the games begin.
Thank you. Anything for the fire department?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I have opted not to seek re-election as liaison officer for the fire company for 2017, and I would like to thank the township supervisors for your support and dedication, not only from the fire company standpoint, but as a resident of Derry Township. It was a pleasure working with us.
And frankly, I think I speak on behalf of the board of supervisors to say we're very grateful for your time and devotion that you've given to the liaison position, and your willingness and ability to speak with us when we need to have dialogue, and to keep us abreast of the situation, and we greatly appreciate everything you've done.
Thank you.
Chief. Very well. I'd like to move for approval of accounts payable in the amount of $882,894.64 and payroll in the amount of $324,986.94. Moved by myself, seconded by Mr. Foley. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, and the accounts payable and payroll is approved unanimously. Now is the opportunity for second visitor and public comment session. Anybody wishing to address the board supervisors, I ask you to approach the podium, state your name and address, and if you'd be so kind as to limit your remarks to 3 minutes or less, it's really appreciated. Thank you, sir.
Barry Buck, 242 Corey Road. This is at least the third time that I have been before the board now relative to the living conditions in our little detached area of the township up there. New zoning is supposed to come in. It's supposed to make that residential area only. It's currently neighborhood commercial. I have on several occasions sent correspondence to our zoning people requesting or inquiring whether that means that all of the commercial, the illegal commercial enterprises up there will be done away with. To this date, I have not gotten a satisfactory answer other than something about grandfather. The only place that was grandfathered was Drew Heisey's for her shops in the back and her jewelry shop. She no longer lives there. The places in the back have been sold to Lord Offen High School. We still have a business there, a tree business, that has three trucks, an avalanche, and another vehicle there with all of the attendant advertising for the business. There's another one there, and by the way, that property is not big enough to have a business and a residence. When Sherry was in here, Sherry took the bull by the horns, took them to the magistrate. The magistrate issued orders that are totally being ignored. The other business that is there, car shop, once again, not authorized, still operating, although he isn't spewing the fumes all over. However, there's two vehicles there, a truck and a large trailer for lemonade. That Sherry also took them to the magistrate, and they were told they had to keep it behind fencing. On three different occasions so far this fall, I have requested that the township zoning people come out and look at it. To my knowledge, they haven't. Or at least if they have, once again, it's being ignored. And then we have Mr. Fisher's property there that is a light on the neighborhood. He did put a fence up, but it's falling down, and that is still there. And while I'm on him, I saw in the meeting for the zoning, he was crying because you put in the zoning that in order to have beehives, you should have an acre of property, and I fully support that. He said that would make him move his beehives. Fine. He has 6 acres out over the hill in the township. That's plenty of room for his beehives. And it probably wouldn't be so bad if he would give them shelter, if he would give them water so they don't have to use my swimming pool and the neighbors' bird baths in the summertime for their liquid that they need to make their honey. So I would once again ask the board to have the zoning people come out and look at our area. All of you are imports, with the possible except with the known exception of Mr. Weir there. He grew up in this township. When I say site town, he knows what I'm referring to. You folks don't. But it has transferred from behind Kmart and Weiss Market up to our area. It's deplorable. You raise my taxes 37% to provide me with services. All I'm getting is lip service. I don't like it. And on the subject of the budget, have you taken into consideration the senior citizens in the township? We got a whopping $3 a month on our Social Security. You're taking however much that my house is worth and adding 37% to it. Then, because God sends water down on us, you're charging me another at least $6.50 to use the stormwater systems, which I can show, I have photographic proof, not one drop of water from my residence goes on any street or in any sewer in the township. Wardoff and school contributes a whole bunch to our township sewer system. I don't know how that's being addressed. And then on top of all of that, the state's putting gas tax up 8 cents. The registrations are going up. The driver's licenses are going up. How far does $3 a month get stretched? Give us a break. I would ask that. And one other thing for Chief over here. I live right off Division Street. 3/4 of that street is your responsibility. 1/4 is the boroughs, I realize that. The speed limit on Division Street is 55 miles an hour. That's absolutely ludicrous for between schools and the neighborhood. The borough just got their approval. They're going to start construction of the new borough building on the school of the Maryland Browns and the middle school. That's going to increase traffic on Division Street somewhat more. I don't know how much. But can you and Humblestown get together and put a reasonable speed limit on that? I'm not saying it's a drag strip. It does get used over the 25 or 35 that's in most of the other areas. But I would ask that of you folks up there. Well, the chief knows, he checks his records, he'll see how many times I've called in. At the end of the eastern end of Division Street, you have a stop sign at Quarry Road and a stop sign at Waltonville Road. And
they run them both now.
And I know your men are busy, but Chief, I never see you. Never, unless there's a complaint, one of your cars up. Almost now, Burroughs there because they have to control the school. That's that. So, thank you for your attention. Merry Christmas to you all. And please give us senior citizens a little break.
I'm gonna ask Mr. Emmerich to reach out to you if he hasn't done so already. Talk to you about
Chuck and I have a file this thick, okay, of correspondence. And numerous phone calls. You got a new code enforcement officer in here to help alleviate some of the work. I know they're busy. They drive around the township. What's it take to drive down Waltonville Road and look over there And when they see all this stuff that's not supposed to be there, take some action.
I understand. And I'll talk to Chuck.
That's all I'm asking. As well as I'm looking for a little assurance that when it becomes residential, it's truly residential, not all this commercial stuff around. My property values are down because of what is there.
I'll address that later.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. So moved. Moved by Mr. Foley. I'll second that. All those in favor? All those opposed? We're adjourned.